The Gemara Roshana and Daf Chaf Amud Aleph is discussing the din of Kiddush HaChodesh, and the Gemara says that if you have a situation where the Beis Din wants the Chodesh to be Chodesh Chaser, they want the Chodesh to be a 29-day month, which means you have to see the Levana on day 30, but the Edom happen to have not seen the Levana, so what do you do? So the Gemara says that the Beis Din could force the Edom to lie and testify that they saw the Levana even though they didn't. The Gemara says that Kol Yomo Shel Rabbi Yochanan Hayamalamdenu Ma'aymen Al Edom Al Chedush Shel Nira Bezman Al Kanchay Afal Bishlo Ra'u Yamru Ra'inu. They would push the Edom to be made and say we saw the Levana even though we didn't see it, and it's very difficult to understand. L'chayr there he's Edom going to be Arban L'sana Berachay Shaker. It's a lav d'arais that he gave Edu Shaker. How can you tell the Edom to be made that they saw the Levana when they didn't? That's a lav d'arais of being made Edu Shaker. This kash is asked by the Achronim, Rebbeinu Engel, Gilyani Hashas, and the Emek Bracha asks this kash, and the Pnei Yeshua seems to bavard it as well. And I was thinking that maybe you can answer this kash LP aside from Rebbe Kiveger in his Chuvis. And Simon Kufayin Vav says the following Chiddush. He wants to say that if Edom on Kiddush HaChodesh became Edom Zayimim, we found out that they were lying, they became Edom Zayimim, they are not Leika because of the Lav L'Asana Berecha Eid Shaker. Normally Edom get Malkus for the Lav of L'Asana, but over here they're not going to be Leika because Akhtar B'Kivegar, the Lav is L'Asana Berecha Eid Shaker. Don't be Meid Edu Shaker on Reacha, on your friend. Over here they're not being made on their friend, not being made on a Yid, on a person. They're being made on the moon, and the moon is not considered Reacha. In other words, the Bekevegar's understanding, the whole din of L'Asana Berecha Eid Shaker is daf going to be made on somebody else. That's a normal Edus is, but when you're being made on the moon, that's not Reacha, and therefore they won't be like it because of the Lav of L'Asana Berecha Eid Shaker. So if you that, you can answer this kasha as well. They're not being over on the Lav L'Asana Berecha Eid Shaker when they're lying in the Edus of Kiddush HaChodesh because the moon is not considered Reacha. It's not Nichlal in this whole Lav to begin with. That could be a teretz to the kasha of those Achronim. Now, those Achronim, we don't say that. The Stama, they hold like what the Stipler says, another Achronim, the Stipler over here, and Ksubis says that, he says there could be a Svar, not like Rabbi Kiveger. You could say that even though the moon itself is not Reacha, but being that the Edus about the moon affects Reacha, it affects other Yidden, it affects Klal Yisrael, when the Amtaim will be, when to bring the Karbanis, the Chulei, so therefore that is considered an Edus on Reacha, and you would be over on the Lav L'Asana Berecha Eid Shaker. Now the Stipler himself says a different answer to this kasha. He says that, it's not shver, because maybe the Lav L'Asana Berecha Eid Shaker is nafka when you're lying in a way where Beis Din doesn't realize that you're lying. You're fooling Beis Din with your lie. That's L'Asana Berecha Eid Shaker. If Beis Din themselves are aware of your lie, that's not considered a lie at all, because they know what you're saying is not true. They're the ones who actually told you to do it, so that's not L'Asana Berecha Eid Shaker. When they're aware of the lie, he's mechavin to his mechutin, Rabbi Yashiv, and his aris over here says that as well. He says, it's not a kash at all, it doesn't even begin, because being the Beis Din is aware that it's a lie, that's not considered a shaker. Shaker, by definition, means that you're fooling someone with someone who doesn't know the emes, but if Beis Din is aware of the lie, that's not considered a lie at all, and that would be another teretz why there's no L'Asana Berecha Eid Shaker over here.